Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Mark, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of Multifamily Maintenance 2025. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He is a nationally sought-after speaker and educator. He is the host of the video podcast, Beyond the Work, Tales in Multifamily Maintenance, which is also powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and he can be found on all major podcast platforms. We have with us the fabulous Chris Caramonica, Director of Facilities with Wynn Residential. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me today, Paul. I'm really excited to speak to you again and talk about the state of maintenance in our industry in 2025.
In your introduction, I said you've been doing this a long time. You know, I've not been in the maintenance side of things in my life on multifamily, but I've observed a lot because I've been in and around multifamily for three decades. And it really, 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 in the last several years, it seems like, has changed a lot of the way things are being done. One of the things that I've noticed that probably has exacerbated the need to change is, well, obviously the pandemic did, because it changed the way we had to deal with the people during that time, but also the lack of finding great maintenance people. It seems like we've lost a lot of people on the maintenance role in the industry. So things have had to change with more technology and so forth. So talk a little bit about the perception of maintenance, both from the operations side and the residents' perspective.
So, I've been in the multifamily industry about 15 years, and it was a very different time even, in 2010. And I think it was very indicative of what was going on in the industry up until, fairly recently. But maintenance was always, you put in a work order, maintenance would show up. They would take care of the work and they would move on. And it was like that for a good decade. You mentioned that there's a real staffing issue, which we've seen exacerbated, especially over the last 5 years. I would say 10 years ago, we were talking about it, that current maintenance technicians were getting to a certain age of retirement or moving on to different industries. But post-pandemic, we've actually seen that, grow quite a bit. Looking at it from the resident perspective, I remember the, early days of, as a maintenance supervisor on site, the residents were always very pleasant, had no problem with allowing you into their apartment homes to complete the work orders while they were at work. So you could actually work during, normal business hours. Over the last few years in this post-pandemic world, I can't believe that almost 5 years later, we're still talking about this, is that there's been a real shift. Residents are working from home. They are much more involved in their day-to-day, and they're in their apartment homes more, right? It's a lot different than it was in the old days. So not only are you in their homes, you're in their homes with them. And residents are really keeping a much closer eye because they spend so much time in their apartment home on, that door creaks. I really want to get that fixed. Things that would not bother them years ago, and something that we would take care of as maintenance professionals when a resident moved out or when it got to a really bad situation, even the smallest little things that are happening in apartments right now are a work order. They're a call to the office. They're stopping maintenance when they're doing work in other apartments or on the grounds, like, oh, I have this issue. And it's exploded our work order counts. It's exploded the amount of time that we actually are working in apartments, because when a resident's home, it takes longer, right? Because we want to explain to them, we want to provide good customer service. The days of like in and out for a 5-minute work order don't exist anymore, especially when residents are home. So that's a little bit on the, the resident perspective. And residents are much more chatty, if you will, when we go in and we do the work, but they're much more in tune to what they want and what they expect from their maintenance teams and from their communities.
What about from the operational side?
So from the operational side, it is gotten a lot different. We've seen a real growth on the operation side of centralization. We've seen reductions in the operations force, whether that is moving to online leasing, so you need less leasing consultants, you know, podding of communities. And by reducing that operations staff that's currently on site, there's more work that has to be done by the maintenance personnel, whether that is talking to residents or, you know, really dealing with some of their day-to-day issues that typically would have been handled by on-site leasing professionals. There's a real perception problem, and there always has been in maintenance. I think, Paul, you and I spoke about it, and I know I spoke about it out at conferences, is perception of maintenance has not gotten any better over the years. The perception of maintenance, both from the office side and the maintenance from the resident side, is maintenance professionals are what we see on TV, and they don't work hard, they're lazy. But I know from my experience that maintenance professionals in our industry are some of the hardest working people, but we have a real perception problem. Do they know how to fix it? They're not a licensed plumber, they're not a licensed electrician. And that is a real issue, and it causes things to take longer. We have lost trust in our residents and even our operations teams. I'll tell you a story about that in a second. But, you know, it's a real issue that we're seeing because we do have a diminished workforce and a younger workforce than we've had in years past.
We've got about 3.5 minutes left. Tell the story. I'd love to hear the story about what you...
Yes, you know, looking at perspective, and this is from the office side, I was at a site one time, and I was doing a property walk, doing a site visit, and I watched a maintenance technician come from an apartment building, go to the shop. And the person I was doing the walk with turned to me and says, oh, every time I see, let's call him Johnny. Every time I see Johnny, all he's doing is walking around and he's not working. And I took a beat, because it's not the first time I've heard that complaint from somebody on the operation side of the business. And I said, well, do you actually stand with him in the apartment when he's turning a unit, or do you stand with him when he's doing a work order? And this person I was speaking to said, oh, no, I don't. I said, well, then that's the only time you're going to see him working. Because just because somebody's walking around doesn't mean they're not walking with purpose. You know, and I think that was very insightful for this person, and their eyes kind of open, and they're like, you're right. But on the operation side, and you walk into the office, you can see somebody clicking away on the keyboard or having a conversation on the phone or doing a face-to-face meeting with a prospective resident or a current resident. But maintenance professionals are in a silo. They are working inside units, whether that's a make-ready or they're doing work orders. And it provided that person I was talking to a different perspective on what does maintenance work really look like. You got to go with them. You got to actually see them working. Now, if somebody's just walking around the property all day, that's one thing, right? Okay, maybe they're not working. But if you're seeing them in very small spurts when they're moving to and from a shop or from one building to another, the perception could be, oh, all they do is just walk around all day. So that was insightful for them, but it was insightful for me too, in how I communicated what our team members are actually doing and how they're doing their work.
And you would think that someone would recognize the fact that the work is getting done if the work orders are being completed, and then if it's a turn and the person moves in and they don't have this long list of complaints, you would think that they would understand the person's doing their job. But you're right.
Right. And that's usually where I do my investigation, right? If I hear, you know, a maintenance professional isn't, or a maintenance team member isn't doing their job, okay, I pull up the KPIs. I pull up their work orders. I pull up their time to complete turns and things like that. So I can have an informed conversation. But I think that some maintenance professionals, just like in any business, any worker, right? You could say you have a good worker and you have a bad worker. There are bad workers. There are people who take a little extra time or aren't working to their capabilities. But we have to look at the individual. What is this individual doing? And determine if, you know, they need coaching or they need training. And I think we'll talk more about that a little bit later, but that's really what it comes down to, is having an informed conversation and not just lumping them into they're lazy, all they do is walk around, they're not doing anything.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Multifamily Maintenance 2025. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He is a nationally sought-after speaker and educator. He is the host of the video podcast Beyond the Work, Tales in Multifamily Maintenance, which is also powered by the Multifamily Media Network. All those podcasts can be found on major podcast platforms. We've got with us the amazing Chris Caramonica, who is the Director of Facilities with Wynn Residential. And before we jump back in the conversation, I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show ideas, guest suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Chris, in the first segment, we talked a lot about the perception today of the maintenance teams on multifamily properties, both the resident perspective and their perception, as well as from the operations perspective and perception. Let's talk about something that really has developed kind of exponentially over the last several years. Again, I'll reference the pandemic. It seems like the pandemic caused it to happen much quicker than it probably would have otherwise, and that is the adoption of technologies in the maintenance area. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing there.
Yeah, to go back to perceptions for a minute, one big perception out there is maintenance professionals aren't good with technology. And over the last 3 or 4 years, you know, in this post-pandemic world, there has been a huge increase both in our world, but definitely in our industry when it comes to technology uses. It used to be, you know, you just complete work orders using your mobile device or a tablet. Now there are training opportunities. There's things that make team members' lives easier on, instead of watching a YouTube video, they can actually pull up a step-by-step instruction using something like AI on how to make a repair. They can easily find a manufacturer's recommended guidelines for preventative maintenance. That has been absolutely astounding to me. And I'm from a technology age. I've pretty much had computers and technology my entire time. But the speed that we are moving at now has been absolutely amazing. I talked to my friend, I know our mutual friend who you've had as a guest many times, Paul Rhodes, and I have had many different back and forths about the use of artificial intelligence, AI. I'm very much a pro. He has been a con to AI, but he has started to come around a little bit, which I'm pleased to report. I take a little bit of credit for that. Just looking at, you know, artificial intelligence is, you know, for mid-level managers, regional managers, senior maintenance supervisors and above, things that used to take us hours now can take minutes. One of the biggest things is probably scopes of work for capital projects. There's so much information out there on the internet. There's so much information out there through various sources that I used to have to do a Google search on, you know, what's, give me a scope of work for repaving a parking lot. This is something that a lot of our properties have to do. Now I can plug in two sentences into AI, very specific prompts, and that we'll talk about the learning curve on that in a minute. But I can plug in two sentences and get a 4 to 6 page document that's extremely detailed and doesn't miss as much as I would miss if I was doing it myself over 3, 4, 5 hours. So from that side, it has been exponentially beneficial to me, my counterparts, and some of the people that I work with on a directly basis. But yeah, huge fan of AI because there's so many different things out there that can be done with it, and not just scopes of work, writing emails or summarizing reports that you might get from a city or a state agency. It's one of these technologies that our maintenance professionals have not even really tapped into yet, I think. But it's there, and we should. That's kind of my AI stance.
Let's talk about other technologies.
So we talked a little earlier about the age of, you know, maintenance technicians. A lot of maintenance technicians aging out or retiring. And we've seen a real influx of new blood, younger, more computer and tech savvy. And I think with that came the ability for companies to step forward and say, you know what, we're going to use virtual reality for training. And this is not just in the multifamily industry. This is being done in manufacturing and industrial plants, that you're using virtual reality or VR technology to train maintenance professionals on a piece of equipment or on a system or process, or even just something basic like how to use a multimeter. That really has filled a training gap that we experienced for years in our industry. Mostly maintenance professionals for decades were trained by their counterparts. Were trained by an elder statesman, if you will, somebody that had been doing it for a while or, you know, a long enough time, and they had been trained by somebody else. Now, using virtual reality, rather, you could strap a VR headset on somebody or sit them in front of a computer, and they can actually walk through the repairs and maintenance of an air conditioner or a water heater without doing any damage. And that was a big hurdle of training people was, well, if we train them how to do it and they do it wrong, it could cost us a lot of money. But we're seeing more and more organizations, larger organizations and smaller organizations, invest in virtual reality training. And you don't have that anymore. You can't break the internet, right? You can't break an online training program. But what it's going to do is it's going to get you familiarized with how to make the repairs, and you can do it several times and then actually go and do it live and feel more confident. I mean, it's how we were training pilots. You know, it's how we train pilots for decades, but we just got around to doing it for maintenance.
You know, we've got about 4 minutes left. Talk a little bit more about some of the other types of technology that we're seeing. And I can think of some names like AppWork and HappyCo and things like that that are designed to help maintenance folks get recognized as well as help them in their doing their jobs.
Yeah, the technology out there is come a long way. Usually it was, you know, a property would buy their suite of products, and it was primarily focused on leasing, and then there was the add-on component of work orders. I remember in my early days, we would have to generate our own maintenance reports because the systems that we were using, and I'm not going to name any names, didn't have good reporting for maintenance. Some of them still don't have very good reporting for maintenance, to be perfectly frank. But with the advent of prop tech like HappyCo, AppWork, they are focused on maintenance. They are focused on inspections. They are focused on how maintenance professionals think and enter in data. There's not a lot of prompts. It's very user-friendly. So even for those older, more experienced maintenance professionals that might not be good with technology, it's very intuitive. I love that there's so many companies out there that are really focusing on this now. And there's some, you know, I named two of the best in class, but there's plenty more out there that are really focusing on maintenance. And it is making the team's lives easier at the site level, but it also for, you know, regional managers and directors like myself, the ability to know where people are and know what they're doing and really report back KPIs in real time is fantastic, because adjustments could be made in real time. In the maintenance world, we work in real time. I can't wait for the report to upload to a server and then look at it the next day. You know, I want to be able to open something now and tell me what I need to correct.
Give our audience an idea, because, I mean, you know, we talk about your background and what you're doing with Wynn, but how many maintenance folks do you have working under your umbrella?
For me, so I have 6 regional directors in 4 states that work on the portfolio of assets that I have. I have over 90 properties in 4 different states. So it's very hard for me to stay connected, and I do that through technology. Maintenance team-wise, I probably have 150 to 160 maintenance professionals, from porters all the way through senior maintenance supervisors, that are out in the field doing the work daily, cleaning, doing work orders and turning units and doing those repairs. So to have visibility on what they're doing is helpful for me as their leader to see if they're understaffed and they need help, but also to see where other sites need help. Because when you have a portfolio as big as mine in the markets that I do, Johnny can help out, you know, Jane across town. I'm going to send Johnny because I know Johnny's got his site under control and his work orders are good, and Jane needs a little help. But I can do that with the proper reporting and the proper software. And it's, you know, the softwares that we've been using are fantastic in that.
That's fantastic to know. All right, well, we're going to break it here. We are going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
We're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of Multifamily Maintenance 2025. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He is a nationally sought-after speaker and educator. He is the host of the video podcast, Beyond the Work, Tales in Multifamily Maintenance, which is powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and it can be found on all major podcast platforms. We have with us the fantastic Chris Caramonica, Director of Facilities with Wynn Residential. I do want to take a few moments and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Plumber, boost your bottom line with custom utility allowance models. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So Chris, in the first segment, we talked about the perception out there of the maintenance teams, both from the residents' perspective and the operations team's perspective on site. And in the second segment, we talked about a lot of the technologies that are available that are really helping to propel maintenance folks to do a much better job and be more efficient. Let's talk a little bit about training and onboarding. That's something that, with the workforce issues that we discussed already in the previous segments of finding good people, training and onboarding has got to be something that's crucial.
Absolutely. And, you know, I hear it on a regular basis. The asks always come, can me and my regionals train Billy on, you know, how to troubleshoot an appliance? Sure, absolutely. That's my job. That's our roles. But what we're seeing is it's become harder and harder to provide those training opportunities because of the, you know, short-staffedness of properties, the diminishing workforce that we have in maintenance in general. So that shoulder-to-shoulder training, while very prevalent years ago, is getting harder and harder. And management companies and on-site property managers, and regional managers need to understand that there's only a certain amount of time in a day for us to get this work done. And it's become harder and harder. But one of the things that I really try to focus with during the hiring process is I'll train anybody. Anybody is trainable, especially in maintenance trades. And there'll be varying degrees of challenges that you would have or, you know, amount of time you would have to have train somebody. But what I often see is in the recruiting process, well, somebody needs to have 3 to 5 years experience. And that is not something that really exists much anymore. You know, if somebody has a couple of years experience, that's like having 3 to 5 years of experience or has a year of experience on site. They've probably seen more in 1 year than most people have seen in 3 to 5. where they've seen the same amount. So one of the things I try to, you know, really work on is during the recruiting process is bring this person on board and I'm going to train them. Recently, I was having a heated discussion about a candidate's knowledge, and property manager was questioning me and said, you know, well, they don't know how to do this, this, and this. And I said, well, what do they do know how to do? And they laid out, well, you know, he can repair appliances. And I said, okay, well, that's a real skill that we need, you know, in our region, in our business. But he's not really good with, you know, what was the question? It's like, oh, well, he's not really good with plumbing. And I said, well, what does that mean? And they couldn't answer me, right? There's a lot to do with plumbing. Plumbing is a catch-all, right? It's a big word. Is he not good at plunging a toilet? Well, I can show him how to do that. Is he not good at soldering pipe? Is that something that we even need? So I think it's looking through it through that lens makes it a little bit easier when you're hiring and you're training. Because when somebody calls me and says, I need you to train Billy on something, well, what is it exactly you need me to train? And that makes it a little bit easier to focus on those things. I love to be able to point people in the right directions, whether it's online YouTube videos or like some of the things that we talked about earlier, you know, the opportunities that my organization has and other companies have to utilize the virtual reality technology or even AI is amazing. What we've seen by doing that is that we're getting people in the door and training them the way that we want them to do the work, and maybe not having to break bad habits that somebody had or misinformation that they had received from who trained them at their previous employers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. It does make sense. And so some of the training opportunities that are out there that you think have been successful, some tips maybe you can give to our listeners that of roads you would send them down?
Yeah, I think that we have so many things at our properties and we have such high expectations of our maintenance professionals that they need to know plumbing, they need to know HVAC, they need to know how to balance the chemicals in a pool. They need to know how to properly wire a switch. That's great and good, but nobody is I hear this term often, and I can't believe I'm going to say it on your show, Paul, but everybody is always looking for a jack of all trades, and I hate that. Because what follows jack of all trades? Master of none, in the old adage, right?
Right.
So I think that, you know, I eliminate the master of none because they're master of some. You know, they may be a master plumber, but they've never fixed an appliance before. But they know how to troubleshoot things. They know, you know, how to look at different components. They know how to read a diagram. And I think that's the part that we miss is let's focus on what they're really good at and see how we can leverage their strengths to build up their areas of improvement.
Yeah, and you're right. Everybody has strengths. And that's the great thing about what you were talking before when you were mentioning the fact that with the density of properties you have and the amount of people you have, if someone needs help because they don't really understand HVAC and you've got someone who's caught up at another property, you've got the flexibility or ability, I guess, to give them some help and then train them one-on-one with that person. They can actually see it being done. And that is a great opportunity to be able to have that. But not everybody obviously has that kind of a portfolio where they've got people that are close by or they can do that. So that's where a lot of the different platforms that you talked about, AI and virtual reality and some of the other softwares that are out there and apps work, come in handy. Talk a little bit about onboarding. What are some of the challenges there you see?
Yeah, so we still live in a world where somebody starts, they're sat in front of a computer. I'm not saying about this at my organization. We have a very good onboarding process at Wynn Residential. But I know that a lot of places, management companies, still have their maintenance professionals show up on their first day, their new team members, they sit them in front of a computer, they make them take fair housing, sexual harassment, you know, all the required trainings. But by lunchtime, they have them out turning units, or they have them out, they're doing work orders. They're not giving them the time because they were short-staffed for a while, whether that was they're short-staffed that one person, or maybe there was nobody at the site in some cases, especially at smaller properties. It's really important to onboard anybody in any job correctly, but I still see it too frequently that the work is taking precedence over the learning of making somebody feel comfortable and engaged at the property. They don't even know where the shop is most of the time. You know, they're walked to the, you know, they're walked to the shop and said, okay, here's all your supplies, grab your tools, and here's a stack of work orders. We'll talk to you at 5 o'clock. And I understand the need as more than anybody. I see the numbers. But if you're not spending the time to get that person acclimated to the site, you know, they get to know who the resident base is. They get to know where everything is, the supply closets, the fire life safety devices, where the emergency shutoffs are, plumbing shutoffs, things like that, that they're never going to be taught that. They're going to have to learn that by themselves and over time. So it's really important to spend that time, whether it's a 2 days, a week, before you start handing them work orders and getting them into units. Because once they start doing that work, the learning is stopped at that point. And they're only going to learn it over time.
And I guess over your career, you've seen differences with different properties. In other words, maybe there is a team at a property, a manager who is great at onboarding and understands what that they need that. And there's other people that either circumstantially, like you said, they don't have anybody and they've got a big backlog of work orders, or that's just not something that they put a lot of time into is onboarding. And it's, I don't know how you identify what that is and then how you get that corrected, but it seems like it would be the same for non-maintenance people too, I would imagine. But maintenance obviously there's an anxious need from people to make sure these work orders are getting done, because the office staff's not going to do them. So they've got to figure out a way to get them out there as quickly as possible, but that may not be the best way to do it. So do you get a chance, if you see something like that, to maybe step in and say, hey, we need to back off, give this guy a chance to get onboarded, or how do you handle that? It's kind of a delicate situation.
Yeah, it is a delicate situation. And, you know, I think that my team of regional managers does a really good job checking in on day one, checking in, you know, 3 days in, 5 days in, and they're talking to the new team member. You know, what has your first week been like? Asking open-ended questions so we can identify if there are onboarding issues at a site. Oh, they handed me, you know, a half dozen work orders, or they put me into a turn right away. So, you know, we're able to quickly course correct, but a lot of people can't do that. But I think having the communication during the onboarding process immediately is important. I know a lot of organizations do a 30-day check-in or a 60-day check-in. I'm of the opinion that, you know, 30 days is too late to find out somebody had a bad onboarding experience. It has to be on day one, day three, day five. You need to know, and those, you know, multiple touch points in the first 30 days so you can immediately course correct. Because in this day and age, if somebody has a bad onboarding experience, and I've talked about this on my show before, they're looking for a new job immediately. And in my early days, I had some bad work experiences where I was immediately looking for a new job because I didn't have a positive onboarding experience.
Yeah, no, it's an important part of the whole process. So we're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks, or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, maintenance or maintenance staff accessing a work order. Zentra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zentra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zentra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zentra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zentra.co, 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 or contact your Allegion representative.
Still using the Public Housing Authority's utility allowance? Plumbers Water and Energy Efficiency Team can develop a custom allowance model to boost your bottom line and help pay for upgrades. Plumber partners with affordable housing providers across the country. With over 1,000 successful custom utility allowance models, they know how to make the business case for efficiency. They can also help you with green building certifications, upgrades, and more. Learn about their no-risk guarantee and how they can help you at plumber.com. That's PLUMMER.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing the topic of Multifamily Maintenance 2025. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. He's a nationally sought after speaker and educator. He's the host of the video podcast Beyond the Work, Tales in Multifamily Maintenance, which is powered by the Multifamily Media Network and can be found on all major podcast platforms. We have with us the awesome Chris Caramonica, Director of Facilities with Wynn Residential. I do want to take a quick moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Chris, we've got probably about 4.5 minutes left in this segment before I want to transition to something. So let's talk a little about the surge in importance of maintenance from prop tech, industry focus, and the information that's getting out there and filtering down to the maintenance team through the podcast, educational sessions, and so forth that you're so involved in.
Yeah, it's a great time for maintenance. There has been an enormous surge, and we talked about it in the other three segments, but there's been an enormous surge in the importance of maintenance in this post-COVID environment. It's been absolutely amazing. We've talked about some of the prop tech, but people in the prop tech industry realized that there was a gap that was existed in our industry. And as with most technology, they want to solve a problem, right? And the problem, that some of the things that we talked about were training. We talked about the reporting that we were getting, the ease of use for maintenance professionals who may or may not be technology savvy. That's been absolutely amazing. And I stopped more often than not by people in the prop tech space that ask me, what problem do you need solved? And that's great because people are talking about, finally, things that early in my career were pushed to the side, right? Our reporting isn't any good. Our KPIs don't really match what's going on in the field. Our training offerings are point and click or computer based. And we've really seen that gap get filled. And I absolutely love it. It's a great time to be in maintenance and be an advocate for maintenance, like I've been the last few years. The industry as well, we've seen some real growth with apartment affiliations, focusing on educational sessions for maintenance. And they're not only training or providing educational sessions for property managers or on-site leasing professionals, they're actually providing it for the maintenance teams. And more companies are sending maintenance technicians and maintenance supervisors out to affiliate events. Some affiliates are having events just for maintenance professionals. And 10 years ago, that wasn't something that was happening. It was literally about the people who were making the decisions, and whether it was a property manager or regional managers, and those are the people that we're going to focus on. But there's been such a surge. I get embarrassed and blessed when an affiliate calls me and says, you know, we'd love for you to come and talk to our maintenance professionals about a topic. It's fantastic. We're seeing more and more of it. There's more of us out there.
I wouldn't know why you'd be embarrassed.
Well, because, you know, I think that is the imposter syndrome that all of us have, Paul, right? Like, well, there's probably guys out there that are better than me to talk about this.
I don't think so. I don't think you're an imposter, and we're going to talk about that in just a second because I've got something I want to announce. But let's kind of wrap it up because I want to transition to a little bit about what some of the things you're doing and you're involved in. What kind of tips do you want to give to the audience about what they really need to be concentrating on right now for maintenance, for their maintenance teams?
Yeah, the maintenance is the heart of your organization. It's the heart of your site. Your maintenance professionals are the ones that spend more time with your residents. There's studies that show maintenance drives renewals. So we need to be focusing on them. We need to be focusing on their onboarding so we can keep them. We need to focus on their training so we're getting the most out of them. And it's okay if they jump to another property or another community or another company, because if we're all doing the same thing, it doesn't matter. That if I train Johnny and in a year he decides to move, that's the environment that we live in this world now, is that an employee is not going to be loyal to a company for 5, 10, 15 years. But if I'm doing the same thing as my competitor across the street when it comes to training and onboarding, it's not going to matter. We all have to be in this together with how we're doing these things and treating our maintenance team members, because it'll rise everybody's ship at the end.
All right, we're going to transition right now. I wanted to quickly make an announcement before we get into a little bit about what are some of the things you're doing, and that is, it came to me today. I don't know how long this has been out here. I think it's new, but evidently Skillcat has created an award for the world's most influential maintenance instructors, recognizing visionary leaders and innovators shaping multifamily maintenance education. And they chose 5 people, and you are one of those 5. So congratulations.
Thank you. That was an unexpected honor. And, thank you to my friends at Skillcat for even recognizing me on that list of amazing people. There's some amazing people on that list. And to be on that list in the top 5 is a real honor.
And I want to mention the fact that 2 others on that list, you and 2 others, are all podcasters on the Multifamily Media Network, sharing your knowledge and expertise with the next generation of industry leaders coming through there. So congratulations to them too. That's Paul Rhodes and Mark Sharp. And quickly, I just wanted to say, if you go to multifamilymedianetwork.com and you look at the podcast, you'll see one called Turnover, which is something new that you, Mark, and Paul are doing. And it is a hoot. It is really something to watch. And we're blessed at the network to have you 3 as the maintenance experts. So kudos to you guys for the award. Kudos to you guys for doing what you're doing for the industries. So let's talk a little bit about Wynn and what you're doing there. And we got about 1.5 minutes left, and some of the other things you're involved with NAA.
Sure. So Wynn Companies is, I work for Wynn Residential. It's an arm of Wynn Companies. We operate in 27 states, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. We're an owner, we're a developer, we're a manager. And it's an absolutely amazing organization that I work for. I've been blessed to work here Coming up on 10 years this year. Later in the year will be my 10-year anniversary, and the longest tenure I've ever had with a single company in my professional life. But yeah, we do some amazing things in the affordable housing space, privatized military housing, and redeveloping properties that may have been gone through distress or been ignored. And we do some amazing work throughout the United States, and I'm really proud of the organization I work for and with. And they allow me to do all of these things as well on top of my regular job.
Yeah, and it's a great company. Talk a little about what's going on with NAA.
So I'm very happy with all of my NAA work. I'm on several committees this year, RPM Careers, which is in April of 2025, will be RPM Careers Week. I sit on the CAMT Advisory Board, as well as the Program Administration Committee. I sit on the Operations Committee, and I'm very honored to be asked to be part of the Affordable Housing Committee, considering Wynn's commitment and to affordable housing, that I can provide a unique insight to what it's like to be the maintenance side of affordable housing, which is something that was lacking. So I'm pretty excited about that. And then in this coming Apartmentalize out in Las Vegas, I'm going to be presenting two different sessions, one on a maintenance survey that we conducted last year, and another one which is near and dear to my heart is going to be presenting with Kendra Butterfield and John Sons on mental health and training our on-site team members the same way that that first responders are trained, fire, EMS, and police officers, because I think it's something that we deal with on a regular basis, but we don't do enough to teach our on-site team members how to deal with residents that may be going through, you know, mental health issues or a mental health crisis. And it's something that we walk in on every single day.
Well, that's fantastic. We're unfortunately going to have to end it here, but we're definitely going to have you back on again, as we always do. But Chris, thank you so much for joining us today and educating our audience on what's happening out there in maintenance and in the year 2025. So thanks again. We're going to be back next week with another power panel of industry experts and great topic to discuss. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.